Om Shanti. I think you all are fearless. Am I right? God's children, the children of Almighty, the souls who are most powerful in the world, must be fearless. We not only have to become fearless, but we have to remove the fear from others' mind. We are world benefactors. In future, this world will face many critical situations. We don't know about them. Unexpected situations beyond our imagination, such situations will come in this world, and we all have to give vibrations to our brothers and sisters. I was remembering one thing. I made a list of fear today, although that list was 25 points list. But mainly I noted down 10 points. I was thinking when I came in the class, I sat here. Baba has entitled us, you are Master Almighty. Did you accept it? I am Master Almighty. Means? All powers of God came down to me. He blessed me with all of His powers. He gave me all of His powers and then said, you are very powerful. You are Master Almighty. I share you one simple story of India about Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya, the founder of sannyas system. He was a boy of 7 years only when he got the sannyas. He was 8 years old. He went to one of his guru. He was meditating in a tapasya, meditating in a cave. Intense tapasya he was doing for years and years. Shankaracharya, a boy, sat down in front of him. After 3 days, that guru opened his eyes and saw Shankaracharya in front of him. He spoke, I was waiting for you since many years. You came, welcome. And he put his hand on the head of Shankaracharya and transferred all of his 8 powers. They are called siddhis. He gave all 8 siddhis to this boy of 8 years, sannyasi. And since that day, he became Shankaracharya. His name was Shankar. Acharya means guru. He became Shankaracharya. I used to think, a guru put his hand on the head of a man and gave his powers. On our head, who put his hand? God Himself, one who is the bestower of everything. He put his hand on our head and blessed us. May you be most powerful. And we became powerful. It's true that we are powerful. If we had not been powerful, How would we challenge Maya? How can we stand in front of powerful Maya? But we are standing strongly in front of Maya because God Himself had given all of His power to us. Believe it. Accept it. I am very powerful. Sit in for 1 minute in silence. Feel that Baba's hand of blessing is here on my head. Okay. So we are most powerful. So I was remembering 4 points which had been spoken by Baba about Master Almighty. First and most important point is, very useful, very practical point, we can use it in our practical life, those who are Master Almighty, or those who are in the intoxication of Master Almighty, problems and obstacles cannot come to them. Very great point. On the basis of this point, I made this point a research point in our spark here, and thousands of Brahmin brothers and non-BK brothers, maybe lakhs, they learned that they are Master Almighty. And when they did this practice, even non-BK who are not in Gyan, unknowingly, not with the awareness what Almighty or Master Almighty is, unknowingly, I am Master Almighty, and they got free from problems. This is such a magical mantra given by God, powerful than any mantra in this world, because it's true. What is the reason behind it? The secret I reveal always, it has been mentioned in one of Avyakt Murali, that our each and every thought generates energy. So if we practice, suppose 21 times, I am Master Almighty. So from soul, we create, we generate powerful energy. It goes into our brain, it is spread out, it creates powerful aura around us, it is spread in whole body, it strengthens our brain, it empowers our mind. So very great point. Be the embodiment of this. I am Master Almighty. Feel it, accept it, practice it, be intoxicated of it. Second thought Baba had mentioned, you can use this thought. Those who are Master Almighty, success will come to their feet. Third point, those who are Master Almighty, problem, obstacles will become game for them. Like nothing, they will enjoy. Problems will give them extra power, will make them more wise, will activate their inner powers. And fourth point, it was most powerful, a day will come when entire world will bow down in front of them, those who are Master Almighty. So practice it and become fearless. fear of disease, fear of future, fear of death. Seed is fear of death. If we conquer over this fear, we can conquer all kinds of fear in our life. Fear of future, fear of failure, fear of defamation, stage fear, fear of future, what will happen? What is my future? Many people in this world nowadays are suffering from one thing, not corona. They are suffering from one thing, that is negativity. And this negativity will cause many problems in the world in future. Because negative thoughts, negative attitude, negative approach, they create everything negative. They make everything negative. They generate negative energy. It damages our brain. Very important point, because WHO had declared in 2018 that from 2020 depression will become a great disease in this world. So we have to become positive. Fear of death, it's very common. Many of Brahmins don't have any fear from death. Am I right? Because if we die, we will go to Baba. If we are here, we are with Baba. Death is nothing but we take off one costume and put on new costume. It's nothing. So we are very clear about death. And because we are pure souls, pure deeds we are doing, so we are confident that our future is bright. We will suffer nothing during death. Create this thought in your mind. One thought came up in my mind. You can use this power of subconscious mind for one thing. For many things you can use if you learn this art. But one important thing, how I want to die. Being in hospital, being on bed, suffering from disease. How? In yoga. I am sitting in Murli class, listening Murli, and left body, Baba, I came to you. So make this vision in your mind, create this vision. Or I went in Baba's room and I am doing yoga and left body. Not in hospital, not with any disease, not with any suffering, nothing. Happily, smilingly, with awareness. We have to understand this one deep point. Many Brahmin souls left their body in a second. Very good death, without pain. But highest kind of death is like Brahma Baba. With awareness, he was talking to Shiva Baba. Baba, I am coming to you. My part in this world is over. My journey of 5,000 years is over now. I am coming to you. And went there. With awareness. Because our last thought determined our next birth. So we have to become very fearless. No fear of future, what will happen to us. Dadi Janki used to say, my future is in the hand of Baba. Carefree. one who is the fortune maker. He came down to me. He made my fortune most elevated. I need not to have any fear about my future. My future is most beautiful, bright. No fear of future. No fear of failures. Success is my birthright. Accept it. Bring it into your feeling. At every step I will get success. In the morning, you know or you must know, when we wake up in the morning, in first 10 minutes, our subconscious mind is fully active, awakened. At that time, we can create such good thoughts. We can make some good visions for our life, for our future, or you can make vision for your 84 births too. Pick up this point, please. That in each life, in 84 births, I would be like this. Make a vision, clear picture in your subconscious mind. In every birth, there will be crown on my head. I will be the wealthiest person in the world, full of happiness, every kind of enjoyment, good family. So you can create a vision. So in first 10 minutes, you can use these first 10 minutes every day in the morning. So just feed this thought into your subconscious mind. Success is my birthright. I am most powerful person in the world. I am fearless. I am free from problems. I am most fortunate in the world. You can choose at least 10 thoughts for yourself for whole kalpa. You can note down any 10 thoughts for your next kalpa. And just give those thoughts to your subconscious mind in the morning, in first 10 minutes, 3 times at least, with full confidence. I am the most fortunate person in the world. So that this entire nature listen. Oh, someone is saying, I am most fortunate. I am the richest in the world. I am most happy person in the world. So nature will provide you same thing. So no fear of future. We have to become carefree king. I give you this idea, this suggestion, prepare yourself for destruction now. Destruction means change. A big change in this universe. Destruction, final world war will take place at the end. But before that, here will become, I can use this word, a revolution on this earth. Revolution of spirituality. Revolution of spiritual knowledge. And you will see, a day will come, revolution of purity on this earth. Every person, every soul on this earth would like to become pure. They will churn about purity. They will talk about purity. They will imbibe purity in their lives. They will enjoy their purity. Fear from disease. I would like to say something to you on this fear, because many people come to me with cancer nowadays, a big problem in this world. Cancer is increasing day by day. And when a patient listens that he is caught by cancer, half dead immediately. He loses happiness. She gets upset. What will happen to my children? What will happen to my job? What will happen to my business? Immediate negative thinking begins. Just today, one foul con came to me. Sister is from Rajasthan, nearby. Family has gone to Mumbai for the operation of cancer. Sister teacher also went with them. So she called me that you should talk to them. They have very much fear in their mind what will happen. I talked to the patient, his sister. I asked her, what is your mental state now? Are you scared of your cancer? So she said, yes. Lot of fear is here in my mind. So it was my duty to make her energetic, very hopeful, very positive. And I did. And just after 2 minutes, she was happy. So it's our duty now to make all people free from the fear of disease. Because in future I can see this world will suffer from depression and insomnia, sleeplessness. And its reason you all Baba children must know. It's a great secret of this world's cycle and you all must know it. Baba had told it many, many years before. Because this world's cycle is reaching to the same point where it had started from, the origin point, original point. So what will happen in this world now? It already has begun. What will happen? All karmas
Surya bhai ji, ek urgent announcement hai. Government ki taraf se ek official aaya hai.
Shanti, anyone who is a double foreigner here who has not had their health check done. Some of us have already been called. If you have never been called for a health check, can you please go to room number 8 immediately? We have some government health officials here. Thank you.
So the secret is that now onward, the karmas which are printed inside in the brain too, just as our karmas are recorded in the soul, likewise our karmas are also printed in our brain in subtle form. Psychologists call it unconscious mind. So they are printed in subtle waves form in unconscious mind. So now, they will become active. So if the account of pure deeds is good, then people will enjoy. But if the account of sinful actions is more, it will cause many problems, many problems. It will not allow them to sleep at night. Big problem. It will cause depression, unhappy feeling, many mental disease. So we have to learn how to silence our mind. Otherwise, it will cause lot of fear on this earth. So you must know this secret and it's a big responsibility of yogi souls, we souls, that at night when millions and millions of people will not sleep, we will give them vibrations of peace and will make them sleep. Can you do this? Will you do this? We will have to do this because they are our family. Entire world is my family. We have to think this way. They are my brothers and sisters. And they will suffer a lot. Because if a person don't sleep at night, you can say one man can manage for 1, 2, 3 days. But after that, it becomes a biggest problem for him or her. So it will be our duty, our responsibility to give them vibrations and to make them sleep. So we have to perform such big responsibilities. Therefore, we must prepare ourselves for that. So I give you one example, and thus we can learn how to become free from the fear of disease like cancer or any big disease. First of all, before this, we have to learn easy life, how to live easy and happy life. Easy and happy life. Last time, just 1 month before, I was in one big city of Punjab, and sister took me in the home of a big doctor, famous doctor of that city. When we reached there, so I asked doctor, what is the reason that this cancer is becoming a big problem day by day in the world? His answer was, I did not know this reason. His answer was that in everyone's genes, there are the vibrations of virus of cancer. There are the germs of cancer already there. But if a person is tense, unhappy, negative, he unfolds the cells and genes. So in genes, those viruses become active. But if a person is very happy, he folds them. They remain in dormant form. So very important art of life is, we have to learn how to live easy life. Happy life. And Baba children, we know, we are God's student. God came down to teach us. He came to us to give us the divine wisdom. Divine wisdom. So make this knowledge into divine wisdom. Change this knowledge into divine wisdom. It should not remain a knowledge for you, but it must become divine wisdom. Our knowledge is meant for happy life, easy life, successful life, powerful life. If we get unsuccess in life, we know how to face this problem. Unsuccessfulness must not make us unhappy. We have to learn this. So one thing I would say to you for whole future now. That thing will not happen which we expect. Many things will happen beyond our expectations. So we have to make this habit of acceptance. Whatever happens on this earth, we have to accept it. Prepare yourself for this. In those 4 points of Master Almighty, I gave you 4 points, I want to add one more that is most powerful. More than those four. I had forgotten that point, but that you can use in your life always. Baba mentioned, those who are Master Almighty, they can do everything with the power of thought. With the power of thought. Did you follow? So in all negative situations you have to face, you can use this power. How? Suppose you are going to airport and on the road there was a jam, crowd of trucks and cars, and you got half an hour late. 1 hour late. Now it is possible that you will not get boarding card. You will become late. You can use your power. Remember 7 times, I am Master Almighty. And then create a thought in your mind that my flight must become late for 1 hour. And you will see that. Or if you are in a crowd, I did it many times when I was in crowd. I remembered 5 times I am Master Almighty. And then created a powerful thought with full confidence that within 10 minutes line will become clear. And became clear. But we need confidence. So our thought power can solve many problems in our life. I teach people. One sister, she went in the hospital. Through sonography, doctors came to know that she has a big tumor in the stomach, and after 10 days, they will do operation. She was scared. Contacted me. What to do? I told her, I suggested her, you create powerful thought, being Master Almighty, that within 10 days, this tumor will dissolve, and give energy to that tumor with right hand. I am Master Almighty. Put your right hand there. And when after 10 days she went again to the hospital, doctors did sonography, there was no tumor. Not one case, at least 10 cases I got like that. So our thought power is a wonderful power. We can change the situation of future with the power of our thought. But for this, we need to protect ourselves from negative thoughts. Very important. Negativity is the enemy of human beings nowadays, I can say. I want to teach you one important thing for future, so that you remain free from any kind of fear. In this world, one fear is increasing day by day, and that is true fear, not imagination, and that is the fear of bodiless souls, black magic. But we can remain safe. We can protect ourselves from the effect of bodiless souls by creating powerful aura around us. So every day, in the morning, any time, between 4 to 6, 4 to 8, you can create aura around you. Just remember, I am Master Almighty. Red rays are spreading out. Second time, I am Master Almighty. Third time, seventh time, and feel that this powerful aura is created around you. You are safe. I can say with full confidence that in this aura, even the virus of corona cannot enter. Any negative energy cannot enter. We become very powerful. Our vibrations protect us and many other souls from negativity from these bodiless souls. So this way, we have to become very fearless from these bodiless souls. And you must know, in beginning, I did not believe in these ghosts and bodiless souls and black magic. I used to laugh at people that it's your imagination. It's not truth. But once Baba spoke in Murli that at the time of destruction, attack of bodiless souls will be in big number and people will suffer from this. And from last 20 years, I saw it, I noticed it. Many cases came to me, so I teach them Master Almighty practice and people become safe from it. Because nowadays, many are committing suicides in the world. Many are meeting to accidents. So, thousands of souls every day are stumbling in the space. They affect. Even if their presence will affect you, if bad energy in the sky, their presence will affect you. But if you are Master Almighty, if you are in this practice, you are always safe. About this fear of disease, I would say you one another thing. For all disease in this world, one thought you can use to get free from many diseases. You must know it. At night, our subconscious mind has got maximum healing power in it. At night. So before going to bed, if we give this command to our subconscious mind that I am free from this disease, in these words, suppose a person has the problem of high blood pressure, he or she can give this command to subconscious mind, I am free from high blood pressure. My BP has become normal. My BP is normal. Seven times, my BP is normal. So subconscious mind will accept it as your command and will heal your body whole night. You will find a wonderful result, more than medical aid. So you can use medicines as well as the power of subconscious mind. So we have to become very powerful, fearless. Again, create a vision in your mind of future. When this entire world will have to pass through a big procedure of transformation. Everything will change. Baba had mentioned, you are scared from one thing, but see, here will be such situation when all five elements of the nature will attack together. What will happen then? So Baba's children will remain safe. How? How? Baba has told us, he taught us, you are the master of this entire nature. keep giving pure vibrations to nature every day. You can spare 10 minutes for this nature in your daily routine. 10 minutes. Because this nature had sustained us in 5,000 years. Always we got everything from the nature. Air, water, sun, everything, food, fruits, vegetables. So it's our humble duty to give return. And return is giving good, pure vibrations to the nature. You will enjoy this practice. I am supremely pure soul method. Or I am an angel of purity, master of this entire nature. Give these two thoughts to yourself. From Shiva Baba, pure vibrations are coming down to me. Feel this fountain of purity on me. For some seconds or 1-2 minutes. And then these pure vibrations are spreading out and going to the nature. Air is becoming pure. Ether is becoming pure. Earth is becoming pure. Like this. So, at the time of destruction, nature itself will protect you. It will cause many, many problems for those who are sinful souls, whose karmic account is very bad, very negative. But to his masters, nature will give help. So we will see the game of nature at that time, being detached observer, and we will be giving vibrations to the nature. One thing. Second thing, we should be very confident about two things. Even our Prime Minister Modi, he addressed 2 days before to the nation, and he requested people not to store many things in your home. Otherwise, people were running towards the market and buying everything for 2 months, 3 months. He said, no, we have a plenty store of everything in our country for 3 more years. Don't worry about anything. So many people think, once I went in Australia and I went in the home of one brother, so there was many empty bottles of water there, 100. I asked the brother, why you have collected so many plastic bottles, that at the time of destruction I will fill water in them. I asked him, will you get chance to fill water in them? Think deeply, and now think on Baba's words. Baba has mentioned one thing, if you become the master of nature, nature will give you everything at that time. Second thing, nothing will help you at that time, neither your money nor your relatives, nor your friend, only your pure deeds will become your true friend at that time. They will help you in all areas of the life. Those who are negative kind of souls, I don't want to use that word. Suppose they have headache. They will not get tablet in the market. And you are pure soul, suppose you have headache, you will get many tablets in market, you will see it. So Baba's words, you should remember always and remind these words to all Brahmins. Those who accumulate 8 powers in them, they will achieve everything during destruction. No lackness. Everything will be in plenty to them. And if you are lacking some powers, then you will lack many things in life. So, become the master of all powers. This was one point. It was mentioned in 1973 by Avyakt Bab Dada. Since that day I remember it. We need not to collect a big store in our home, but collect the store of all powers and pure deeds. Second thing, Baba had mentioned many times in Murli that when this entire world, this forest of thorn, Kaliyugi world, will pass through destruction, fire will destroy everything, at that time too, Baba's children will remain safe. Baba will keep them safe. So have full faith in Baba, to whom we have said, "My Baba, He will do everything for us." To whom we have surrendered ourselves, "Baba, I surrender everything to you. Everything of mine, He will look after them in all negative situations. So keep full faith in Baba, keep full faith in your own self, and keep full faith in Rama. Very important thing. Many Brahmins, they have faith in Baba, but they are lacking in self-confidence. Self-faith, faith in self is more important. And self-faith, self-confidence will come with the practice of self-respect. Note it down. Practice of self-respect. In Hindi we say, swaman, self-respect. It enables us to create elevated thoughts in our mind. Through the practice of self-respect, our spiritual levels becomes very high. Self-respect is an important factor in the subject of yoga. So faith in self. I am safe. Such thought. Baba is with me. Nothing wrong is going to happen to me. My future is bright. I will become victorious at every step. Such thoughts. I will reach to my destination. Such powerful and positive thoughts will protect you. Faith in Rama. Knowledge of Rama is very deep and wonderful. I practice on one thought, this thought I had heard in 1974. I remember the scene, the event, when Didi Manmohini, you have heard his name, her name, Didi Manmohini, first chief of Brahma Kumaris, she fell ill. Blood vomiting. After 3 days, Bab Dada came down. Baba asked the question, "You saw the scene. What was your mental state? Did you become upset?" All answered yes. Baba's answer was, "Whatever is happening in this drama, it must happen. It has to happen. It is beneficial. It's truth. It must happen. I note it down and I practice in different events in my life that whatever had happened now, it must happen. Do I know the secret behind it? So mind became cool. So Baba is with us. He is giving us full cooperation. He is our true friend. We will not have any fear from destruction, but we will make people fearless. Am I right? Powerful souls will create such vibrations that all around you become fearless. They accept the change and they connect themselves with the Supreme. So be fearless, be self-confident. Most important, I insist, self-confidence. Most important thing. And our each and every thought will create energy, will generate energy. So our future is in our own hands. Keep it in your mind. We can bring change in the situation of future with the power of our thought. So make your thoughts very powerful, very positive, very pure, and enjoy the journey of your life. And this simple situation, Baba will finish it soon and we will enjoy again Baba's meeting. You will come to Madhuvan. Don't think that this is your last journey. You will be coming again and again. Om Shanti. So we have to sit being Master Almighty. And let us give powerful vibrations to entire world.
शिव पिता को अब याद करो मुक्ति धाम तुम्हें जाना है अपने सुकर्मों के बल पर ही सतयुग में तुमको आना है शिव पिता को अब याद करो सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आ